Okay, and what about one that was that shape? And I think they used it.
Well, that's a wood rack for cutting wood.
Okay, and you might put a baby in a
cradle.
Okay.
Or crib.
Okay, and this is the one that has wheels on to go outside.
Carriage.
Okay, and if you put a baby in one of them, you might say, "I'm going to what the baby?"
Or I'm going to roll him.
Okay, and pretend that that this is a field here, and you're standing here, and you want to get over here, but you don't want to walk around the outside of it. So you would say, "I'm going to
across."
Okay, and if this is an intersection, now this is a street, and there is a house here and another one over here, how would you say that house is?
Opposite.
Okay, and well, what about if it were across that way? How could you say that?
Well, you could say diagonal.
Okay. All right, I believe that takes care of it there. And we got a little bit of that business about when it divided up. Tell me a little bit about Calvary down there then. How big a size little place is Calvary?
Well, Calvary's not as large as it used to be.
Is that right?
No, it's smaller than it used to be. Once upon a time, it was maybe 300 or 400 people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's big farming section
is
down
it,
there.
How far is it from the state line? It just looks like about
2-3 miles,
uh-huh.
Something like that from uh-huh. Florida line.
What about that town over on the other side, Concord?
Concord, yes. Concord is between Calvary and Concord. That's the place they call Coon Bottom. That's the old name for
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the name Concord is just a little place there, one or two stores, and maybe you've been through there.
No, my husband said he had said he'd gone fishing.
Well, going fishing, that's the way I used to go through there, to go down to Lake Jackson to go fishing. I reckon that's where he was going.
I expect so.
And, but all of that section down there was tobacco mostly, section, but labor, not costing so much to grow the stuff because labor went up and they had to pay the minimum wage until they're not growing much tobacco down there now. So therefore, those places, the people have moved away. Calvary used to have, just several houses down there, and I said 200-300, maybe 300-400 people, maybe 500. But now, they hardly have one half the population down there.
Is it?
Because they have moved and migrated up here, Cairo, most of them, and going to other places due to the fact that they're not planting much tobacco and other crops now.
Well, are they changing to what are they growing? In
well, now they are growing more vegetables and things like snap beans and
truck garden.
Trucking, yes, trucking, truck farming, and of course going into more calories in the hog farm.
Mm.
And
well, what about right around here, around the Cairo area?
Well, Cairo, of course, maybe you might know that Georgia, the whole is called the Greene County is called the Banner State, a Banner County in Georgia, and Georgia's called the Banner State for diversified farming, in particular Greene County. Greene County grow some of everything.
Mm.
It grow more varieties of everything in any county
is
in
there,
the state. It
is
doesn't
there?
Just
I didn't know
grow
that.
One thing. Yes, it grow some of everything that you would grow. See, some counties just maybe grow corn or cotton or peanuts or something like that. Most of it around here, they grow some of everything.
Yeah.
You see, they have a big camel soup company here. They process more oak.